You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well. Today's show with certified financial planner Hans Scheil is discovering home health care, which, you know, I know a lot of folks, when you're thinking about health care, you know, what's going to go on when you get to the point where you can't completely take care of yourself. Hans, I ain't going to no nursing home.
Well, yeah, I mean, just let's frame it from, you know, like 2 years ago, if I would have sat down with you and given you a little quiz and I said, Robbie, tell me what home health care is, what would your answer have been?
That'd been a great question. I don't know that I would have. I would suppose home health care would be somebody that comes into your house and checks your vitals and goes on about their business.
I mean, it's pretty evident. Home, it means it's in your home.
Right.
Health, it has to do with your health. And care, it's another person caring for you, okay? But, you know, that could cover a pretty wide area, just what you just described. A lot of people tend to associate it with a nurse. And most nurses, just like doctors, they don't actually make house calls. I mean, it's an aide that's coming out there, or certified nurse assistant, or just they have a lot of different titles. But the point I want to make, and for a lot of our listeners, some of you know very well what this is, but many of you don't. You just have an idea what it is. And so what I'd like to do on this show today is teach you a bit about the types of services that people typically need, mostly in their 70s, 80s, 90s, the end of their life, which can be many years, and the types of services that people need and receive in their home.
Right. And so along those lines, because we always want to teach the scriptures to some extent, and the word home, in Robbie's point of view, and it, I think, is really near and dear and very close to God's heart, because when he, you know, gave Moses word for word how to write out the original Bible, the Torah, you know, the very first letter of the Torah is a bet, which means house. And the Jewish sages teach that God, the reason he created the earth was he wanted a place where he could put up his feet and hang out that he called home, and he wanted that to be with people that he loved. And, you know, he created that with Adam and Eve, and that was the original plan. We could go into what happened. There's a lot of shenanigans. But nonetheless, there's some other keys to how close home is to God's heart when you look at the word, even Abba. Like, you've heard Jesus cry from the cross, Abba, Father. You know, that maybe when you watch the movie, The Passion of the Christ. Well, that B in the middle of Abba has to do with house. So it's the father of the house. It's a household. And the word son in Hebrew is ben, which starts out again with that bet, meaning house, and then a nun, which means a builder. So you got a builder of the house, which a son is. So, you know, that my son Robbie will be a builder of the Dillmore house, and I happen to know Hans's sons' names are Stu and Patrick, and so those are the builders of the Scheil household, right?
Sure.
But one of the things that I really, in my own mind, I want to live out the rest of my life, personally, if I can, with my feet up, with the people around me that I love, I want to do that at home. And I had the pleasure, honestly, of watching my father live out his last few weeks with his feet up and with around the people that he loved him, which was at home. So all of a sudden, home health care, from my perspective, as I'm trying to finish well, right?
Sure.
Because I think my children would appreciate that their father went out comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so how can I plan for not only my own comfort, but actually for my family, feeling good about the way things finished.
So bottom line on this thing, if you need the care, you're going to get the care. We live in America. I mean, we just got government programs to take care of sick people, people that can't care for themselves, so they're going to end up in a nursing home. So,
yeah, and that, you know, I learned the hard way with my dad. They disguise these things to protect the innocent. Like, well, sir, you know, we can't keep you in the hospital. This is my dad. You know, more than, you know, 3 days, Medicare can't pay for that, and so we're sending you to rehab. That was how they disguised the word nurse. You know, when we got to the rehab center, it was cleverly disguised like everybody there was in a nursing home, except my dad was in rehab, you know, which is what those things look like.
Well, sure. So I've sold various insurance products my whole life. And, you know, we used to see the people face to face. I mean, most of it's done on the telephone now. But I always love the, you know, the guy or the lady, you know, what you selling, son? You know, what you selling? Because they're obviously telling me you look like a salesman, okay? And I learned real on, you know how I would answer that? Long-term care insurance. I mean, I just learned that, you know, a client asked me a question. I need to give them the straightest, shortest answer that I can, and then I just need to shut up. And, you know,
I think it might be better and more effective to actually tell this from my perspective, why you would say that, because I've known you a while now. And if you could listen to Hans's heart, if you really could listen to his heart, and I've heard his heart, you know, many lunches and stuff we went to, he'd say, Robbie, you know, I help people with their IRAs and I do all these different works, but the place where I really help families, where I really impact and help them finish well, is with long-term care insurance. Because when you see those people that are really in desperate need and they have this, like your aunt, that's where it makes up the deal.
So I'm talking to a gentleman that's like 60, 65, and I'm approaching him to sell him insurance. This is a few years back, and he's trying to basically get rid of me and do it somewhat nicely.
Yeah, I understand.
And so when I just tell him long-term care insurance, then what is his typical response going to be to that?
Kids are going to take care of me. I don't need no long-term care, you know.
And then the next one is, I'm never going to a nursing home, okay? And what this conversation never amounted to anything useful to begin with, just an oppositional conversation like this. But the point I want to make is a lot of folks never really want to investigate long-term care insurance and what home health care is and what assisted living, because they're never going to a nursing home. They associate this whole topic with nursing home. And what I'm going to tell you, today's topic about home health care, I'm with you on that. I don't ever want to go to a nursing home either. And if I get into a nursing home, my first thought is going to be, get me out of here as quickly as you possibly can. And I've got insurance that pays me thousands of dollars a month for home health care. And you're going to have that insurance very shortly. And it'll also pay in a nursing home or assisted living. It'll pay a lot of places, but the place that I intend to use it is at home. And so it's learning about this and the discussion of this relevant in your finances, is setting your finances up, considering long-term care insurance so you can actually stay at home and really live that thing of, I'm never going to a nursing home. Good. I'm going to help you set it up so that it's, I don't think I can promise never, but I can really improve your odds of being able to stay at home. So I can tell you about my wife's aunt, who's really become my aunt. She's 98. Her sister, which was my mother-in-law, passed away a couple of years ago, her younger sister. This lady is a sharp, older lady, and known for her tomatoes, fresh-grown tomatoes. We stopped by there and left with the best in the South. I mean, it's just, and she hadn't had her garden the last few years, but she has stayed at home, lived by herself since her husband died, which is well over 20 years, down in a small town in southeastern North Carolina, and she was backing out of her driveway or pulling out of her driveway and pulled out in front of somebody, 97, 98 years old. and got in a car accident, got shooken up, but didn't have to go to the hospital, or they took her to the hospital, sent her home. But then she fell over the weekend, and those falls, and then she broke her hip. She was in the hospital for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. They did surgery, moved her to rehab, and her deal was, get me out of here. You know, get me out of here to her son. Her son figured out a way, and her daughter, to go home with her, stay with her. They got in touch with a national agency. It was the Visiting Angels, which you hear ads for them. And they put together a program, I later found out, $335 a day. And that's 24-hour care. So, you know, it's two different caregivers. One's there for 3 days, 24 hours a day, and the other one's there 4 days. Different shifts, and then the son would come up twice a month and relieve them or something. And they made it work. And so she's at home. We discovered she has long-term care insurance, and that long-term care insurance is paying about two-thirds of the bill. You know, that's all the financial stuff. I've helped him with all that, planned it out, planned her other money, created liquidity so that he can just worry-free pay this bill, and he can just concern himself with Aunt Sarah. And she could afford to pay this for quite a few years, well past 100, and she's gotten her wish. But that was made possible because she's got the resources to do it, and she bought long-term care insurance 20, 30 years ago. So that's one form of long-term care, 24 hours a day care. It's not the most common. Most people in her situation, they're in an assisted living or a nursing home, okay? And as we come back this afternoon, or in the second section, it's not this afternoon, what I want to do is I want to just give you some education about the different types of care, what it costs now, what it's going to cost in the future, and help you and impress upon you to learn about this, and then we can plan for it financially. So if you have a need for this, you're going to be able to make that decision, and your family's going to make that decision. I want to be cared for at home. And it's just not going to happen automatically without some planning.
Yeah, because there's some things that I can assure you we didn't see coming. So you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. And if you go to CardinalGuide.com, you're going to find the 7 Worries tab. One of those worries, as you might guess, is long-term care. And so, you know, this whole PDF from the complete Cardinal Guide, the book, Hans's book, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, all there at, of course, CardinalGuide.com under, again, home health care. So we are going to be back in just a minute where we will find out more on discovering home health care.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to CardinalGuide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at CardinalGuide.com. That's CardinalGuide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Discovering Home Healthcare. There's a whole lot to learn here, you know, and we're hoping that by listening to today's show, you won't have to learn it the hard way, like I did with my dad. And when you're in crisis mode, although you guys help out in crisis mode. If somebody's in a crisis, Hans, you want them to call.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're going to make this better for you. If you're in a crisis, somebody's already getting care, somebody that needs to get care and is resisting it. We were just talking about a common acquaintance that we have through a church that they're in crisis mode and don't even know it, really. And we're here to help you. My main job and my day job is trying to get you to plan before this stuff happens. Even if your parents are very old and up there in years, if we're talking to you about them, let's meet now and let's assess the situation before it's a weekend call that my dad's in the hospital and they said he can't come home and Medicare is not going to pay for rehab, what are we going to do?
So getting into your different levels of care, you've got...
Yeah, I mean, so for starters is a lot of this is served either by local agencies. So there's a good local agency, sometimes affiliated with the hospital or the clinics, many times not, you know, where there's just a local small, many times you're going to get really good service for them, you know, but if you're in North Carolina and your mom who's needing this care is out in Texas, you're probably going to want to deal with the big agencies where you're going to have some consistency and it's more of a franchise kind of a thing, like a Visiting Angels, that type of organization. There's a number of them nationally. I don't want to just single them out, but their charges are generally $20 to $25 an hour. You know, if you're in a place like California or New York, going to be more. And they're going to require a minimum of like 2 to 3 hours per visit, okay? So, and this type of care is delivered most commonly, home health care. It's somebody coming out to the house 3 days a week, 5 days a week, 7 days a week for 2, 3, or 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours a day. Sometimes people will come in the morning for 2 to 3 hours, and then they'll come again in the evening for 2 to 3 hours and just kind of unwind you and then get you back in the bed. And these would be for people that are pretty good by themselves, or maybe they have a spouse there that's not able to care for them, but they're able to be with them. And they can care for themselves, but they need this person to come in and do the heavy lifting kind of a thing. And what I'm speaking of is most of the insurance for this, and even these places are going to require you to need help with 2 of the 6 activities of daily living. You know, the acronym for that is ADLs, and that would be bathing, dressing, eating, transferring, toileting, incontinence. So, and the 2 easiest to qualify for is assistance with bathing and dressing. I mean, you take these people that are kind of on the edge of needing this or not needing it, and you got the insurance policy, and I want to get them to pay. I mean, it's pretty easy to make a case for somebody that's in a bad way that they need help taking a bath, the whole bathing process, and then they need help and assistance getting dressed, picking out their clothes, getting dressed. So those 6 activities of daily living, you only need help with 2 of them to qualify for this kind of services and qualify for this kind of insurance. Now, there's a whole bunch of other services these places provide, which are called incidental services, which typically you can't just hire them to just do this. You've got to hire them for help with the 6 ADLs. Or some of those. And then once they're doing that, they also provide shopping, errands, yard work, house cleaning, doctor's appointments. They have a whole list of services. And the insurance will typically pay for that stuff so long as you're meeting the need for the basic ADLs. And in the absence of ADLs, there's plenty of people that have cognitive impairment that can do all the bathing and dressing and eating, and they can take care of themselves. They're just cognitively impaired and they need to be supervised and they need somebody with them. That qualifies under the policies as well. And these places will provide, most of those people need some kind of this care, people that are cognitively impaired, so they'll provide those services as well. So you can bring somebody in to do that like 8 hours a day or 9 hours a day, maybe if your daughter is living with you and caring for you, but she's got to go to work. Or your granddaughter or somebody, then the home health care people are going to come in, do all their work, all their professional work, and be with the person and care for them. And then you're going to be back to spend the evening and the night with the person, you or one of your other relatives.
Which, you know, is how it played out for my dad. You know, I watched, you know, as those last weeks actually really clear up to the end, we never had anybody coming in all 24 hours. There was a physical therapy guy. There was an occupational therapy guy. You know, the one helped him get up and out of bed, and the other one, you know, helped him, you know, get dressed and those kind of things. And they had different people. And some of these people came out twice a week. Some of these people came out three times a week. And so, you know, as I'm planning my own home health care insurance, I'm looking at this going, okay, I mean, I can't afford $10,000 a month for home health care, the cost of that kind of insurance. But providing something about half that, about $5,000, is actually what we're targeting, because chances are we're more likely to be in my final stages, you know, at least needing, you know, some care from that. Or can maybe you can explain why you're looking at that on my particular policy.
Well, yeah, I'm looking for that on your particular policy because we're mixing it with life insurance for starters, because you've got a life insurance need too. And this is a life insurance policy that allows you to use the death benefit before you die for long-term care.
Right.
Okay? So that's one of the things we're doing for you. The next thing is we're putting an indemnity benefit on there, which I have on mine, which is great. So if you qualify needing help with two of the six ADLs, or you need to be supervised because you're cognitive impaired, you have a $5,000 monthly indemnity benefit. Once you prove to the insurance company that you need this help, they're just going to send you a check for $5,000 every month, and you're going to be able to spend that, or your family's going to be able to spend that however they see fit. And whether that's people with errands, whether that's skilled care, custodial care. So it gives you a lot more flexibility. You're not constantly having to prove things to the insurance company.
Right. And so, you know, from my perspective, and, you know, it's just, I'm looking at this like, wow, how cool is this? With this one thing, I'm protecting Tammy's income until she would qualify for, or if she lost, you know, my Social Security, you know, the half that she gets. Because
sure.
So I've got that life insurance for her. I've got home health care insurance for all my family, so nobody has to, you know, feel like they're taking on this whole responsibility, and I have the guilt of all that possibly wouldn't do it. But let's just say that I luck out and, you know, I drop dead in my sleep at 75 and never need any of this stuff, then all the money goes to my family.
Right, as a death benefit. You know, I've been able to inch away at you one show at a time for 109 weeks
goat.
Now. Yeah. And I don't have the advantage with a lot of people. I mean, I'm sitting there and I say, you know, we need to talk about long-term care. What are your thoughts on that? And people say, I'm never going to a nursing home. Don't want to talk about it. End of discussion. I mean, not everybody says that, but people shut this conversation down pretty quickly. And I want to impress upon you that this is to help, not hurt you or extract money from you. I mean, having a plan in place and having that plan insured and having your money all set up so that you'll have the option to stay home. Say, no, I'm not going to that place. I'm going to stay here. My family's going to bear a lot of this burden. The family always does. But there's going to be money there coming from an insurance company that I plan for. They're going to do the heavy lifting, and they're going to allow my family to go have a job or just do whatever families do, and, you know, my spouse to have a life and that sort of thing. It's just, I mean, I think just some education of the people, that's what we're doing here today, is really important. Now, I want to draw the distinction of what kind of care, what are they doing for you when you're home? I mean, we went through that bathing, dressing, but they're not doing skilled care. I mean, skilled care is like respiratory therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, that type of thing. That's skilled care, and it's typically done in an assisted living or in a hospital. It's sometimes done at home. We have insurance for that as well that'll pay for that, but that's not your typical home health care thing. Those people are coming for an hour, and it's much more expensive than $20 to $25 an hour. This is custodial care. This is chronic care. You're not necessarily getting better because of this care. With skilled care, you have to show that you're getting better, that this is working, okay? With custodial care, you don't really have to prove that you're getting better. It's just custodial. It's taking care of you. So I want you to understand the difference between those things. And, you know, it's just understanding that this is the way it is now, is there's more home health care delivered than there is care in an assisted living or a nursing home right now. There's more people getting care at home than they are in these facilities. And 20 years from now, which is would be more like it for you, or 30 years, or for me, this is going to be a larger percentage. Is this stuff's going to happen at home? You got robots, and you know, you may have a robot out there taking care of you. But I can promise you this, it's going to be expensive, and it's going to be private pay.
Planning ahead is all the deal, which is what the purpose is of Finishing Well. So, you know, again, this show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com, which if you go to CardinalGuide.com, don't forget the guide after the word cardinal. I did that many times. That's why I always say that. So CardinalGuide.com. There you're going to see Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. There's an accompanying workbook. So not only you have all the information on long-term care, but then you have a workbook to kind of work through it and get some practical stuff there, as well as podcasts from previous shows like, oh my, I don't know how many shows we've done on long-term care at this point, but a number of them. So there's 10. All sorts of resources available, but you know, nothing beats a good old phone call like Hans. You know, I've been goaded enough. I've been listening to you guys. and I, you know, this thing is starting to make some sense to me.
I got some legal work that we're going to go over with right now, right when we're done here. So your plan's coming together.
All right. I'm glad to hear it. So thank you for listening to Finishing Well.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.